RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
7 o'clock, good morning. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We are on the air live this morning at beautiful Niagara Falls Country Club here in Lewiston, New York. We're here for the final round of the 2018 Porter Cup. Round 4 is this morning. In fact, players are just being sent off the first tee as we speak. The first group out. The leaders will go off at 11:50 this morning. We'll, of course, be talking a lot about the Porter Cup over the course of the next 2 hours. Again, with it being Majors Week on the PGA Tour, it's the Open Championship at Carnoustie. We bring you 2 hours. Coincides with the Porter Cup. Gives us a lot to talk about over the course of the next 2 hours here, so we're looking forward to being with you here on WGR on Tee to Green. We'll be speaking, as we said, on the Porter Cup. We'll give you our thoughts on it, and we'll be having Tournament Director Cassie Stein joining us coming up at 7:30. We'll get her take on what has gone on so far in the first 3 rounds, so looking forward to hearing her insight on what's gone on so far. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. More information on our upcoming Duster Challenge, the great putting contest at Fox Valley on Friday, August 3rd. That's all coming your way here along the way. And a lot on what's going on at the Open Championship that is already underway. So lots to get to here. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Bedis with me as well. I'm Brian Colziel. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Excited to be here. We're right by the putting green in front of the pro shop here at the Niagara Falls Country Club, and it's cool to see these collegiate golfers starting to go through the warm-ups. All the different bags from all the different schools lined up. I was here for the Ham-Am Day, and that was kind of cool to see. And also on the range, all the collegiate colors. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year, Porter Cup.
Yeah, no doubt. Jeff Midas, PGA Pro, good morning.
Good morning, and the cool breeze feels very nice today, too. We haven't had a lot of those lately. It is fun to be around here. When you step on the property here, you feel the excitement. You see the people buzzing around everywhere, the volunteers, the rules officials. The scoreboard looks great. Like you said, the putting green's a buzz with a bunch of young guys who are excited about playing this round today. Great day to be here. Yeah, it'd be fun to be playing, wouldn't it?
It would be. It is nice weather.
Yeah.
And they've had pretty good weather here overall. I know that in years past, that's one thing that seems as though they haven't drawn great luck sometimes with, you know, whether it's lightning delays or rain delays or things like that. But this year overall, it's been pretty good weather. And, you know, we've got a pretty good tournament going on right now. And we'll talk about some of the players and the scores and the information if you're thinking about coming out here today. But this event is in its 60th year, the Porter Cup. And Kevin, I know that, you know, we've been up here.
I haven't been here for all 60.
You've not been here for all 60. I wasn't going there.
That's a lot of ham-ams.
I did pause, which opened the door for that. But no, I wasn't going there. But what I was going to say is we've been here doing our show on the Saturday morning of the final round quite a few years now in a row. And for, let's face it, any event that takes this much effort, community support, you know, whatever the venue, even beyond sports, like in Western New York, this is one of the events that I think this area should be proud of.
Well, it certainly should. All the names that have come through here and played, and you get treated to top amateurs coming to play here, and many before, you know, they go on to their professional careers. And, you know, there's, I just think of Wierenski, right? Richie, I can't even say his name. Wierenski,
yes.
A recent winner here that, you know, was one on the Web.com tour. He saw him at the John Deere Classic, his dad there. And so you're going to see players here who are going to be professional golfers that you're going to watch someday, perhaps in the Open Championship, which is also being played. You know, the other thing, too, the members should be commended for all that they put into this, because you can't just say, okay, we're going to host an event at a private club. Hey, Jeff, as you know, right, the members have to be on board with giving up the golf course, the prime times, during a week in the summer. Our golf season's short, and the membership here says, all right, yeah, they have the women's Porter Cup, they have the men's Porter Cup, senior Porter Cup, so they're carrying on that tradition, and many of them host players in their homes, too, so they're all on board with this.
Yeah, this is not like running your club championship or an invite at your club. This is on a scale, I don't know how many times beyond that, and it's run like a tour event. You know, as you walk around, you see all the tents and the scoreboard and all the things we talked about earlier. It is a big ask, but they do take a lot of pride in it, I imagine, and they built a beautiful brand here, and it's a great, it's a regional asset, so I know we're all thankful to them for giving up their course for the week, that's for sure.
Well, and I'll tell you, tradition-wise, so I played with Trevor Hulbert the other day, and he is the son of Mike Hulbert, who played 20-some-odd years in the PGA Tour. And Mike met us at the end of the round, and he works for CBS, actually, at golf, and I'm like, yeah, I've seen you out there. And
we used to watch him play.
Yes, yeah. Right. We used to watch him play. He's from Elmira, yep. Mike is. So great
him
buddy.
And Joey Sindelar, yes.
Best friends,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So, but when Trevor, we were on hole 12, and I just said to him, hey, this is the whole Tiger ace in this event. He's like, really? And I go, yeah. So, like, you just see how excited he was. Like, oh, great. I'm on the whole. Tiger Woods got an ace here. You know, so part of that tradition and history of this event.
Wasn't Mike Hulbert the guy that putted one-handed on tour for a while? Do you remember that? He, I believe, if I'm correct, Mike Hulbert, because he had the yips, putted one-handed, right-handed for a while on tour and succeeded pretty well.
Yeah, one-handers always go in.
Yeah, because you're getting them. That's usually when they're good. Yeah,
that's right.
It's usually not for birdie either.
No, it's usually, that is correct. It's usually not.
Yeah.
But, you know there's a name. Name that's in there, I believe Len Matisse's son was playing here. I'm looking for his name on this, but I know his name was on the list the other day. And how about
what was last year's champion, Brandon Wu?
Brandon Wu, he's in the event. He hasn't had the same success this year.
Well, he was he played in the Web.com event, the LeeCom.
Yeah, yes.
I was starting at that event, saw him rip one off the first tee there, and he looks like a golfer.
I want to mention in the penultimate group today, because they're going off in threes at 9:20 a.m. Sports fan, you know his grandfather from one of the greatest upsets in college basketball history when Villanova beat Georgetown for the NCAA championship. Raleigh Massimino's grandson is in the penultimate group. So he plays at Kansas State. I mean, how cool is that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of these kids are making their own names too. That's the thing. You know, 5 years from now, I'll be like, ah, remember we met that kid? He was at the red, blah 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 blah. Yeah,
yeah.
He'll be out there, as you said. Yeah, these guys are they're creating their own names. If you're a golfer, we talk about it every year when we're here. If you're a golfer, if you got a kid that's in the golf, this is something cool. Let them come out and get the bug. You know, see what it's like to be around a tournament setup, to be on a tournament day.
Yeah. Well, Brandon Wood the other day helped with the clinic with the first tee. Of Western New York, the first two kids were out here, and Wu and a couple other players were, you know, out showing these kids how to hit chip shots and playing little games with them, chip shot wise. And it was just neat to see. I was talking to Tim Karch's, the coach for the first tee, and he just said, "Yeah, these kids are in awe to see, you know, some older kids, college kids, helping them out." And a lot of them say, "I want to play in the Porter Cup someday," which is exactly
what you want them.
Bingo,
yes. Right?
And the way Brian Sun shot the other day at Tantara. He might be. Congratulations. I saw
Thanks.
The tweet from Mr. Snyder.
Yeah, we had that conversation in the car. Yeah,
there are guys in the club who can't break 50 for nine holes.
Right.
Lots of guys.
He did a nice job. He's playing for the Reds.
Hey.
Be proud, buddy. Brian's son broke 50. He's 8 years old. For nine holes, he broke 50.
He did a nice job. We didn't really know until we added up after the end, and then I was thinking, I'm like, I don't think you've ever broken 50 before, and I mean, as I was telling Jeff on the way up, I've only been really actually adding his score up just as of late, because sometimes, you know, either pace of play or just other things, like he's not finishing the hole or he's, you know, and Jeff, something like this that we talked about is something to encourage, like for quite a bit of time here, like he would hit his tee shot and you would encourage him, like, Still can't reach the green. Like, tee it up again right in the fairway. Yeah. Let him hit his driver. Let him hit it as far as he can. That sort of
because,
you
know, it's
thing.
Fun.
It is fun.
Because it's more fun to hit the driver than it is, especially when you're 8 or 9, than it is to, you know, let me chip the 7-iron down, be play, get in and play in front, son, where you have a good shot. No.
And he's,
let him rip it.
And he's only got 5 clubs to choose from in his bag anyway, because he's got the little junior set. So, you know, I mean, he's... But,
you know, how many golfers you're making cranky right now? They can't break 50, and they got 800 clubs in their locker. And some 8-year-olds beating them from the same tees.
Brian, by the way, is selling sponsorships to his son's shirt. If you want the left collar, that's for sale
right now. They're all up for bid. That's right. You mentioned the groups going out here. The final group, the leaders, are going out at 11:50, and that includes the leader, Thomas Walsh, right now, who has a 3-shot lead on...
Oh, I didn't flip my sheet over.
No.
I got sheet one.
I gave you sheet one
to
get you going.
Okay,
Roland
Massimino is not in the penultimate group.
No, but Massimino is on my sheet over here somewhere. Oh, no.
No, he's on the one.
He's on your left.
I thought
that
was two copies.
No, I apologize.
You think I look at golf tee sheets for a living.
You don't do that, do you? No. Thomas Walsh at 11:50, a 3-shot lead. Thomas is from High Point, North Carolina. He leads Shea Wools Cobb from Australia by 3. And Tyler Strafacy is also in the final group. He leads Strafacy by 5. So Thomas Walsh has a chance here. He's been the leader since round 2, the end of round 2. He's led at the end of round 3. He's got a chance to join the list of many champions here that have made their mark on it. And, you know, as of note, if you know, we mentioned, and of course you mentioned Tiger's played in this, Jason Day's played in it, Dustin Johnson's played in it, U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka's played in it. But even if you want to look at a more recent champion within the last decade, Brian Harman has been a champion here. He could have won the U.S. Open last year when Koepka beat him out.
Well, he played well and just... needed to make some putts down the stretch there and wasn't unable to, and Koepka was. Harman's a fantastic player. I mean, for a little guy, he hits it plenty. He's like, he's not the longest guy, but it's a plenty far, as most pros do. Like, I always laugh when I say, Joel Jordan Spieth's not long off the tee. Well, compared to Dustin Johnson, he's not. But compared to everybody else, yeah, he's okay, you know.
Plenty of distance.
Yeah, plenty of distance. And we're seeing that at the Open Championship right now. You know, plenty of distance these players have, and the different ways they can play the golf course. And I think this golf course is similar to that. There are many holes you could play it 5 different ways to Sunday. You know, on this golf course here at Niagara Falls Country Club, much like at Carnoustie, you can hit iron off a tee, you can hit driver off a tee, you can hit hybrid, you can, you know.
And it's a hard course to hold a lead. You know, if you're not going under, if you're not going low, the guys behind you will catch you. You're gonna have to shoot under par if you're gonna want. If he wants to win today, he's gonna have to be under par, because those guys behind him will probably shoot under par.
I mean, let's just you know, not that Gavin Hall wants to hear us bring this up, but let's talk about his last five tournaments where he's been a piece of that equation. He's either trying to chase and has been very close to doing it, or he's been in the lead and hasn't had that great final round of finish. I mean, he's a name that we've been talking about. We were here last year talking about it for years here, that like, hey, this is his year. And you're right, you have to show up in this last round.
And and sometimes, you know, he might have been squeezing, because I think this event, of a lot of the amateur events, except for maybe the U.S. Amateur stuff like that, would be the one he'd want to win the most. So, and he had a big crowd and fanfare and this and that. So it would be tougher to do it that way. Like the Englishman in the English Open. You know, they're all over the newspaper, from what I understand. He was the last, Nick Faldo was the last Englishman to win the British Open or something like that. So he would have been a local that actually could have won the Porter Cup, so that was a lot of pressure. But this course is, you know, because the way the finishing holes, it can be some big swings.
I was trying to think. Yeah, Paul Lowry's Irish, correct? Or is he
Scottish? I think he's Scottish.
Scottish. Okay.
Scottish. Yeah. Yeah. Scottish. Yeah. By the way, who won the Open in '99 at Carnoustie?
Well, he beat Van de Velde and Justin Leonard in the playoff. You know,
right.
And you know what?
Did you see any of that documentary that they did on Van de Velde?
I did
the day before. It was really well done. You obviously a little more appreciation for him and his perspective. And they went through the shots again. And, again, questioning his decision-making, I think, is extremely fair to do. However, you look at just some of the luck of how the ball bounced on that hole, and you're like, well, yes, it was, I think, poor decision-making, but, boy, did he not get some good bounces along the way in there either.
Made a good putt.
He did. Yeah, that's right. Yep. That was, you know, that's the thing most people forget. The guy made a putt to
get in.
To have a chance. Yep. To still have a chance. Like, most people, I mean, he was a deer in headlights, right, when it was happening. Like, just that stunned look on his face, and you're like, wow, this guy, you're just looking at him like, oh, my, you felt for him, right?
I remember thinking, what's his caddy doing?
Here,
I'm going to break this club. Go tin cup on him. You know, you're not hitting this.
Well, Jeremy White this morning, or earlier this week on our station when I was joining him, he had said that he was reading something about it, that when they went back to film some of the things for the documentary, that they actually had him play the hole with a putter this week because it's so dry.
So hard, yeah.
And he said, just all you have is your putter. And he made six, which is the score he needed. He did it. He played it three times, and one of the times with his putter, he did make a six with just playing the putter the whole way.
They made him play it three times. Oh. That's kind
well,
of
he,
horrible,
I guess
yeah.
he was trying to see if he could do it. And He's kind of, in some way, he says, embraced it in the sense of, like, look, you know, I could be miserable about it the rest of my life, or I can kind of let it be my moment and say, look, I was good enough to win. Yes, of course, I would have rather have won than had it played out that way. But he says, you know, it's a good lesson for golfers everywhere. And he goes, I just happen to be attached to it. And, you know, I guess even if we look at another instance where, I mean, for Van de Velde, maybe that was his one moment. For Phil Mickelson, he's had plenty of moments, but for him, he might never win the U.S. Open. And for him, his moment might have been at Wingfoot, where he's sitting there with the lead on the last hole on 18, and he pulls out his driver and puts it into the hospitality tent. And afterwards, he said, you know, I am such an idiot. That was his famous quote afterwards. But, I mean, that's another instance, maybe, Jeff, where, you know, Bones was his caddy at the time. I mean, what was that conversation going on like at that point?
Yeah, you're playing well. They're going for it.
It would have been hard if you're, you know, I guess it would, if you're driving it good all week, you know, and it's just.
But he wasn't.
Yeah.
That was the thing, is that he was missing everything.
Yeah, then for sure, I mean, the driver's a club you can kind of get the yips with, the driver, as you can with the putter, you know. So if you're not, if you're, like I said, if you're going to drive it, if you've been driving it good and you're confident, let it rip. Go ahead, you know, make that aggressive swing. What you don't want is a tentative swing on that last hole. You want an aggressive swing. Conservative target, you know, cocky attitude on that swing. Take a club you know you can get into play, make aggressive swing. But, yeah, it's easy to say in retrospect, because if he pipes it down the middle, you know, we're not having this conversation. But same with Van de Velde. But Van de Velde's career was so much shorter, and that was his one shining moment, where Mickelson's had dozens of
opportunities.
So many,
right. Yeah. Maybe the decision there is, look, I am Phil Mickelson. I'm not worried about money, points, card status.
Right.
I'm going to hit driver because I think that's my best opportunity. Van de Velde, it might have been, hey, I'm playing for maybe my future pro career here. If I get,
10-year exemption.
If I can get this win, this is a huge difference, whereas Mickelson maybe didn't have that on the line.
Well, so, you know, so much of it is, yeah, you know, Brian, you play golf. Everybody listen, like, yeah. You have a feel like, hey, you know what?
Right.
I'm confident with this. I'm gonna rip it. I'm gonna go for it. Right?
Yeah.
I always feel like if you play tentative, you're not going to hit a good shot.
I agree.
You know, and you're not going to hit it very far, and then you're compounding things.
And you're around the guys all the time on PGA Tour radio who are not tentative about any shot they hit ever.
Correct.
Yes.
And, you know, Vandeveld, the mistake wasn't off the tee for me. It was trying to, you know, the other stuff afterwards, right? You know, not taking your medicine.
Instead of, with that. After you miss the drive.
Compound it.
Pitch out sideways back to the fairway, knowing that a bogey still gives you an extra shot to spare, you know, if that's how you want to play it. And instead he tried to advance it and go over the burn.
Well, how about Dustin Johnson at Chambers Bay, right? He's got a putt for eagle to win the U.S. Open. And most everybody watching and most everybody afterwards saying, oh, just two putt for the playoff. Hogwash. You got a putt to win the U.S. Open. It was a tough putt, but he liked the line. He went for it. He missed it. His mistake was he's too quick on the comebacker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I admire the fact that he was trying to make the putt to win the U.S. Open. It didn't go in, and then he rushed over there and didn't go through his routine and then missed the comebacker.
And the problem was the routine. It
wasn't
the first putt. The first putt he was just trying to make. Yeah, you're not thinking about anything but making that.
And I think you know, the players, when you have that chance, you've got to grab it because the opportunity. Look how hard it is to win each week on the PGA Tour, let alone a major championship.
Try winning this week here at the Portico.
Right.
It's going to be hard today.
Yeah. You've got the nerves. You've got the energy. You've got guys chasing you.
Good
you've
players.
Got. Yeah. And then the thought comes in, and, you know, these are your. Most of them. I had Garrett Rank in the field, but he's got too much to overcome. NHL referee who played in the U.S. Open. But I'm just saying, you know, these 20 something year olds, like, this is a chance to win a tournament. David Duvall won. Right? I mean, so...
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson.
We're talking about him, yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, there's pressure. And like, wow, I can win the same tournament Phil Mickelson won. Like,
and
that comes
Tiger
into
never
play.
Did. Yeah, Tiger never won this tournament.
Yeah. And for, you know, the guys going out to play today, hey, you're sitting over that Nassau. You don't want to lose the match and have to buy your buddy a beer at the bar, and you're nervous about that. Imagine... Yeah.
But this,
you know,
is fun, though.
Playing for the Open or the Porter Cup.
Yeah, the more nervous you are, the more important it is, the more fun it is, too.
Yeah.
So, you can see why these guys like Mickelson never want to give up playing, that rush, that adrenaline, that, you know, he still plays competitively at his, and he grinds it out because it is so much fun to be in that position. And if you're a guy like Mickelson, you just keep putting yourself in that position. If you're Mickelson's age and you're missing cuts and everything else, golf might not be as much fun, but when you're as good as he is, it's certainly fun. Yeah.
It's remarkable how consistently well he's been over the years and has avoided major injury.
He has, yes.
Right? I mean,
it's his fitness regimen.
Well,
I don't know if you know.
Well, actually, well,
it's been better lately.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, no. Well, he's had two, you know, he yo-yos. I can relate to that, but he, you know, he yo-yos at times with his fitness, and, you know, I think everybody can understand that too, with a family. And you look at his contemporary, and, you know, I know he's six years older than Tiger, but, you know, he's the most comparable, anyways, and, you know, Tiger couldn't avoid the major injuries.
That's right. 7:22 here on 7:20 rather. I'm sorry, on Tee to Green here. On WGR, we are live at Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston. Final round of the Porter Cup is actually underway. The first group out this morning went at 7. The 7:20 group is on their way out of the course right now. The leaders tee off at 11:50. Kevin mentioned Garrett Rank, the NHL official. He goes off at 9:10 this morning, if you're maybe wanting to come up and check him out before maybe you see some of the leaders going on here today. Tee to Green presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedge is inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briar, will be at Fox Valley next Saturday for our show here on Tee to Green. Coming up in our next segment, Cassie Stein, the tournament director here at the Porter Cup, will join us live. And, of course, we'll be talking much about the Open Championship going on at Carnoustie. Zach Johnson, Kevin Kisner are tied for the lead going into round three. That pair tees off this morning at 11 a.m. If you're looking for TV coverage of it, it's NBC the rest of the way. If you want early morning tomorrow morning, like, you know, 5:30, it's Golf Channel, and then it switches over to NBC.
That's when you're
7.
Just not going to sleep tonight.
It was actually earlier because we were leaving at 5:30. Yeah, it was already on.
Kevin, before we go to break, we mentioned we're at Fox Valley next week. Part of the reason we're at Fox Valley next week is to kind of get everybody hyped up for our Duster Putting Challenge, which is coming up on Friday, August 3rd.
Yeah, and for those who aren't aware of what this is, this will be our third, the D3, we're calling it this year, our third annual Duster Challenge. It benefits the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation, which has programs that help our veterans. And I've seen Jeff and other members of the Western New York PGA at Fox Valley working with the veterans. It helps with PTSD and other programs. So we're raising funds for that with this event. It's $50 to get in. You're going to get a gift for participating. We're going to feed you. We have beverages for you. So thanks to our friends from Michelob Ultra. It's all going to be a great time. You putt it, the 18 holes that are on the putting green. You're not going on the course. It's all centralized right there. We've got music going on. We've got high-quality announcing that's happening.
Semi. No, professionalism at its best.
And the top 16 scores in stroke play go on to match play, the nine-hole matches. Everybody sticks around, watches the matches, the drama.
All I know is everybody has fun.
The lights are right. on.
The lights are on. The drama is great. It's an awesome time. Everybody who's done it says, this was awesome. This is so much fun. So if you want to come have a good time, you don't have to be the world's greatest putter. Come on and have a good time with it. So DusterChallenge.com. That is where you sign up. You can register right there, DusterChallenge.com. Love to have you.
Nice tea gift.
Yeah, nice tea gift there. There's going to be a couple of raffles going on there. One, our friends T-Squared Putters. They're new on the scene right here in Buffalo. They are donating a putter for the event. We'll be raffling that off, and they make some awesome. They were out here the other day. Players are testing them out. They're loving the putters that they make. So
we know the West New York PGA will be there. They've got going to have some giveaways going on, and Custom Turf, one of our presenting sponsors, will be there. Steve's
going to be there.
He'll be there
competing.
And
yes,
he's bringing some samples of his work. So if you want to see what some of the stuff, great stuff that they do, I know that he.
You think it'd be a better? I'd be a better putter. I chip a lot more in my basement green than I putt. So I'm chipping well this year, but the putting.
Steve came and did some measurements in my yard. We're ready.
Awesome.
The wheels are in motion.
You're getting the 12th green at Augusta in your backyard. Is that what you're doing?
That's right. I'm working on the music as well, like Nance has in his backyard, to have just the continuous Masters music on the loop. That's right. All right, we're going to step aside here from Niagara Falls Country Club. The final round of the Porter Cup going on. When we come back on Tee to Green, we'll speak with the tournament director, Cassie Stein. She's coming up next, everything on the Porter Cup, more on the Open Championship, our West New York PGA Tip of the Week. We're going to give away a spot in the Duster Challenge as well later on in our show, so stick with us here. Lots going on with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Tee to Green, live at the Porter Cup on WGR.
I got off to the start I wanted to, a couple under through seven. Hit a lot of great putts coming down the stretch. Probably could have made two or three more, but they all lipped out. And I love where my putter is and love my position going the weekend.
That is co-leader at the Open Championship in Carnoustie, Kevin Kisner. He and Zach Johnson are tied for the lead at minus six. They tee off at 11 a.m. We'll have more on the Open Championship coming up here on our two-hour edition. Special extra hour this week as we're live at the Porter Cup. And, of course, we love talking about that here, this great local event that is in its 60th year here at Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis here on WGR. So, yeah, more on the Open Championship coming up. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We're going to give away a spot in our Duster Putting Challenge, all coming up, but more on the Porter Cup. And joining us, if you listened last week, you heard her preview of the tournament. The tournament director, Cassie Stein, is with us here. Cassie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
The sun comes out just as you walk over.
It's a beautiful thing.
It just works out that way, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, birds were chirping. Yeah.
You've had pretty good weather this week. I know, obviously, sometimes in years past, you've dealt with, like, lightning delays and rain. It's been a good 4 days for you, right?
It's been absolutely beautiful here, knock on wood. There's a little rain in the forecast a little later this afternoon, but we're hoping it stays south. It's been absolutely gorgeous here.
And part of the reason, too, the earlier start, I know for maybe people that had planned on coming today, we're telling them that the last group's going off at 11:50, but golfers are already out this morning.
Golfers are already out. We're on time. We're rip-roaring and ready to go for this final round here. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. Well, Thomas Walsh has done a great job. Has a chance to get it done today, a three-shot lead going into the final round. What have you heard and seen from Mr. Walsh this week that has been impressive?
He hits it so far. just a mile down the fairway, which is incredible. He really hasn't made any mistakes this week. I think there's, you know, obviously he's made a few bogeys, but I think the only time he lost the lead was right here on the turn yesterday. He made par at 9, and then he bogeyed 10, and the lead flipped where Shea Wolscott took the lead, and then he birdied 11 again. So that was the only time he really lost the lead, but he's been really consistent all week and just making birdies. I mean, he's at 9 under, so he's doing something right out there.
Bogey 10, did he hook a drive? Was he in the tree trouble, or did he go long over the green?
I think he went under, there's a big tree on the right down the fairway, was under that.
I hit it over that tree. Oh, so I don't have to worry about
it.
And that was your third when you hit it over the tree.
That's true. I think he won his conference championship, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he's the ACC champ. Yeah, he's a very good player at Virginia. Good player. Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, so he leads, you mentioned Shea Wolscott by 3. Going into this tournament, and we were in our first segment talking about, and Jeff was saying too, like the strategy of playing with a lead, and we were mentioning Gavin Hall's had this opportunity. We've mentioned him quite a bit over the course of the last couple of years, but closing this out sometimes for some is tougher than it sounds. And you know, Jeff was saying too, like he's going to have to be under par today, and maybe you know a few more than just one or two under in order to make sure that he's able to get the Porter Cup done.
I don't think I've seen 16, 17, 18 play so hard at a Porter Cup ever. And I've been, I mean, not that I've been around for 60 years, let's get that straight, but I've been around.
Kevin has. Yes.
I've been around for a few years, but those holes are playing so hard this week that it might come down to it at the end of the tournament, you know, which will be fun for a lot of spectators. I don't know about the players, but it'll definitely be a lot of fun this afternoon if it comes down to those three holes.
Do you think, and 17 in particular, because of, you know, our lack of rain, it's been hard. The bounces on 17, I hit one to the right yesterday, the other day, and I couldn't believe how much it bounced. And where it ended up, I was like, "Wow!"
For having no rain, the course is in incredible shape. Our ground staff did an amazing
job.
The
greens are great.
Yeah. The guys have been saying, all the players have been saying, they've never seen them faster than they have this year. They're so fast.
Has the wind been like this all week, or has the wind been down?
It's actually been just like steadily picking up.
Okay.
So that's going to...
It's a little breezy today.
Yeah, it is.
These thermal breezes off the lake or something. We're up on the escarpment. That'll make it tough, too, with the dry conditions, with the breeze, with those. The closing holes are big swingers here, that's for sure.
You say it all the time, Kevin. You mentioned to start, and we were debating it with John Vandeveld and Phil Mickelson about committing to a shot. Today, if there is wind, like that's going to get in the head of some players, and you're going to, at some point, as you said, I'm sure to be successful, like, this is my decision, this is my distance, this is my club, I got to go with it.
You may have to commit to a shot you're uncomfortable hitting or is not your go-to shot. You know, you may be a draw, or you have to hit a fade, you have to hit a bunt or chip it in, or just trust you're going to land it in the right spot. So that definitely comes into factor when you're trying to play well and trying to win a tournament. But most of these guys, they're pretty committed to their routines. I don't think any of them would start thinking about it till they get maybe 15T. If you're close there because of what can happen those last four holes, that's when you'd start maybe thinking about, hey, what do I have to do to win here? Or those kind of thoughts might start creeping in, I would think.
Well, these players, too, they've played here enough this week now where they know the positions they need to be on the surface. Depending upon hole locations, there are some spots, you know, in some of these greens where, you know what, may not be good to reach a green. It might be good just to be short, depending upon, you know.
Chip putt uphill.
Right, yes, exactly. Right. There's, I think of number 11. Right, there's that little bowl in the green there. The pin was there the other day, and we were looking at Trevor Hulbert's over there warming up, and I remember he had a putt for birdie, and I said, "So what do you got on this?" And he's looking at the book, and he's like, "I think it's right on." I'm like, "I think it might be right to left." And then the member with us goes, "That's left to right," and it was all about pace. Yeah, it was slightly left to right. The member knew, obviously.
Yeah, I always listen to the members.
That's right. 7:35 here on Tee to Green. We're live at the final round of the Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club. Tournament director Cassie Stein is with us. Cassie, another familiar name near the top, Will Thompson, for those that have maybe listened to our coverage. We've talked about him now for quite a few years. I feel like he was here when he was
15 or so. He won the junior.
13. He was 13. Here at 13.
13.
Yeah. 17 now.
He's not even in college yet, is he?
He goes to Texas next year.
Oh, he's still got one more year?
He's still got one more year in high school.
So he'll be.
So,
this is a familiar name. He's, what, six back heading into today. So you know, that's doable.
We know how things
can flip and change here in a hurry here.
You know, it's been really awesome to see him. You know, he was here at 13. It's been really cool to see him like progress. You know, yeah. He finished
like
T60,
a proud mom.
I guess, sure. But he was like T64 his first year, and then you know he gradually gets better, and now he's in the top 10. It's just really incredible to see, and it's really cool because he's a local kid, and we like seeing locals do really well here.
Yeah, he's the real deal too. It seems like he's been playing good for a long time.
Yeah, Will is from Rochester. How about just some of the other we've mentioned Walsh, Shea Wills Cobb as well. We mentioned Thompson. Some of the other players this week that even you've had an interaction with, or just an interesting story, or just someone you've been impressed by their golf game with.
Yeah, I'm actually really. I would love to see Kevin O'Connell do something. He's from North Carolina, Cary, North Carolina, but he's a mid-am. We haven't had a mid-am win in 20 years here.
Wow.
So I think it'd be really interesting to see if he made a push. And
he's not the weatherman, Kevin O'Connell.
For those that might not know what that means,
a mid-am is a player 25 and older.
Yeah.
25 and older. You don't think of that as a mid-am. But, 25 and older is a player. So he's 30. So it would be really cool to see that happen just because there's so many incredible college and amateur players out there that – just to see, I guess, an older guy, if
sure.
you will,
that's right.
Play well.
Watch
experience.
It.
I like
it.
That.
You want to see a guy with a
I thought you guys were only 24. You guys aren't mid-ams yet, right?
Not yet.
Close.
Just over the age limit.
Shoot.
Just became a mid-am.
Shoot.
That's right. I know when we got here, you know, 6-something in the morning to set up for the show and everything, but everybody's out and getting ready. I know that it's quite a team effort here that you've got. The membership has to, of course, as Kevin said, give up the golf course, but you've got people doing scoring, people doing rules out here, cutting greens, raking the bunkers, getting all that sort of stuff here. It is a lot of there are a lot of people involved in making something like this happen. Sponsorships, concessions, all that sort of stuff goes into
it. Yeah, it's really a team effort. I might just be speaking on behalf of all of us, but it's truly a team effort from the pro shop guys, to the grounds crew, to the volunteers, like you said, to the executive committee. It's really just across the board. The members have been awesome. It's the sponsors. We can't thank them enough. It's just been incredible. It's been an incredible week.
It was cool to see some of the names competing this week. Legacy players, to call them. Trevor Hulbert over there is Dad Mike's caddying for him, played in the PGA Tour. Lenny Matisse's son.
Lenny Matisse's nephew.
Nephew.
Yep, Mike.
Is playing here. Roland Massimino, right? His grandfather, the great Rolly Massimino, the basketball coach. It's neat.
And then Ali Schneiderjans, his brother,
right,
Luke is in the field.
Right. I noticed that last name. I was going to ask you if there was a connection there.
Well, yeah. Luke wears a hat. He was wearing a hat the other day in the
Ali's got great hair. We always see
one
that.
Of the local kids is caddying. He goes, if he's wearing a hat, I'm not caddying for him. Yeah. I want him without a hat, just like Ollie.
Well, just like Ryan Moore, that'll change because financial pressures on Ollie, are just giving up too much money wearing a hat on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, sell hair care products on the side,
Well, like that guy Robert Rock, right, in the Scottish Open. That guy had a good head of hair right there. Yeah,
I understand why he doesn't wear hats, no doubt about it. Absolutely here. So this is the 60th year, Cassie, and you've been involved as turn director. Is this your third?
I think it's my fourth
year.
I think so.
You've got a good Twitter game going this week.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Cassie does have a good Twitter game going.
You
want to see some interesting shots and
the Porter
videos,
Cup, get a little background. Check out your Twitter page. There's some stuff on there.
How do people get I've been talking about playing in the Ham-Am, and I've played in it probably 5 of the last 6 years. How do people get into that? Because it's a cool, what it is, it's like a pro-am. There's no pro, so we're the hams and the ams out there playing. You get to play with one of the competitors, and it's a really neat thing. You get to meet these, they're great kids, and mid-ams, great
and
kids
mid-ams.
And mid-ams. But how do people get involved in that, dude?
It's really through sponsorship and word of mouth. So if anyone wants to be involved, it's honestly just getting a hold of the tournament directors or myself and just getting involved more. Even if people want to volunteer or just come up and watch, really. We just want spectators and people here. And, just contact us. It'd be great.
Yeah, so just plan ahead for next year.
Yes.
That's why I'm planting that right now. And if if you're a golfer, you want a cool golf event, something to participate in or come and help out in, or as Cassie said, just come and watch.
Yeah, right? just come watch.
Come and check it out.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are the future PGA Tour stars, right? So if you see them now and Then you go to another tournament years later, and you're like, I saw you play at the Porter Cup. They'll absolutely remember it.
I should be handing out business cards left and right to try to hook up with one of these guys. Make your name with the next Tiger Woods or whomever. Yeah,
no
that
doubt.
Was a joke, actually. But,
yeah, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure what you, yeah. You want to teach them. You
yeah,
want
as a
caddy?
Teacher.
Oh,
no,
okay,
as a teacher.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
right.
Fix your swing.
You
can.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? One of the interesting things, right? I mean, well, let's look at Jordan Spieth. Guy who taught him how to play golf, right? Cameron, just he stayed with him.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You know, like
well, you get to know a person's motion and,
right.
And how
they,
what the, people develop patterns and subsets of flaws, and it becomes easier sometimes. You can if you see shot patterns, you know the guy's swing. You can always refer back to what you know about it.
Well, there's only one Bubba Watson in the world, right?
Right.
He taught himself how to play and never had a lesson, right?
That's right.
Well,
I mean,
even the Michael Greller story is really fun with that.
Yes, that
that's
is
right.
Michael Greller
was a teacher.
Was a teacher, and he caddied part time in the summers. Right, that's mm-hmm. how he spent his summers caddying. And they said, "Hey, this kid needs a caddy. The guy has been. Can you caddy for him in an amateur event?" Right.
He was actually with Justin Thomas first at the U.S. Junior.
Wow.
Right, and then hooked up with Jordan somehow, and the rest is history.
Yes.
Right.
That's known. And
I didn't know that story.
Yeah.
One of
Brian,
the
would you quit your teaching job to caddy on the PGA Tour?
I don't know.
It's
would be,
a tough
it would
life.
Be an entice. It would be an enticing opportunity.
You don't
if
know.
You,
you wouldn't.
Like that.
Be, you
well, if you were telling me it's going to be Jordan, you know, the career that Jordan Spieth has had, no doubt.
By
about
the
it.
Way, I saw Aaron Alperin last week.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo. Yeah, he was on the bag for Smiley Kaufman. He's on the bag with Conrad Schindler.
Excellent.
Right
good.
Now, so he's been on with him for a good portion of the season. So it's good to see him back on the tour.
Cassie, the defending champion, Brandon Wu, is teeing off at 8:20 today. I know that. He had played in the web.com event at Peak and Peak. I'm sure his score is not where he wants it to be this week, but I know you guys were happy to have him back.
No, but we're really excited to have him back. He's been a great, ambassador this week. He was really great at the players' dinner. He wore his green jacket, and then he'll wear his green jacket today. I mean, unless a miracle happens, but
right.
He'll wear his green jacket today at the award ceremony and put another green jacket on a champion today. So, yeah, we couldn't be more thrilled with Brandon being our 2017 champion, and he's just been great this week.
And the winner today gets, as we've said, it can be a path to start the pro career. They'll get to play in next year's LeeCom Health Challenge down in Pecan Peak.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership and relationship that we started with them. It was actually really great for them to get Brandon in this past year because it wasn't part of our deal,
Yeah, they let us
And they let him in, and he made the cut. He played great, tied for 41st, and yeah, we're really excited for next year, and any of those guys are more than deserving, and I'm sure we'll represent the Porter Cup well down there.
I should have mentioned I saw Nicholas Quintero warming up over here. He was the International Junior Masters Champion this year, got an exemption into
this
field. So
that's what we said is so cool now that, yes, it takes some great golf playing, but someone in the International Junior Masters could actually end up with their PGA Tour card if it plays out right. Look at
it. There's a chance.
I'm saying, that's how you can promote to these guys. Look, you play in the International Junior Masters, you get a win. You play in the Porter Cup, you get a win. You go to the web.com, you get a win there, you get your card. Like, I mean, yes, Jeff, I understand. It's very difficult to do, but that's your pathway, and it's...
That's your Lloyd Christmas moment.
Right, that's the Hollywood script, but just showing the difficulty level of how to get there, but it gives these guys that dream, that focus, that chance of, you get a piece of it, it gets you a step closer at the very least.
Let's remember, though, that movie, though, if it happens, if he wins
that's
the
true.
International Junior
I'm taking
Masters,
all trademark
right here,
rights.
Just
wrote the script.
I got there's a Senior Porter Cup.
There is.
Still to come. When is that?
Yes.
It should be... September 7th through the 9th.
What are the age limits? Because we're probably closer to that.
I'm real close.
The seniors are 55 and older.
I gotta wait.
Yeah, we gotta wait.
The super seniors are 60 and older.
Yeah, we definitely.
The legends, I believe, are 70 and over.
Wow. All right.
I don't think it's 65.
Something to shoot for, Brian.
That's right.
The Senior Porter Cup.
I know.
All right. I'll have to work on that. I gotta have goals.
Follow the process every day.
I just talked about that Hollywood script. I got time to get ready here. Jeff, we're gonna have to work really hard to get there.
Start
ready.
With the gym.
We got. Thanks. You could have said, Brian.
Man, tough crowd this
I
morning.
Know. You could have said, Brian, I think your putting's getting better. Maybe you have a chance. No, right to the gym. Jesus. Don't pay no attention to the big bagel and donut I ate on the way up in the car. Well, Cassie, good luck. Just want to give out
those, by the way.
Yes,
appreciate that.
Well, they didn't make it past our car ride. Do you want to give everybody, just for those listening, they're going to come out today, spectator information?
Yeah, so actually play's already started, but it's free to the public, so please come out and watch. There's a parking area. The Boy Scouts are running it, so all we ask is for a little donation for them. But just come out and watch some golf. It's going to be an incredible day. Thomas Walsh has a 3-shot lead. Let's see if he can hang on. Shea Wills-Cobb, he's the lowest-ranked player in the field. Let's see if he can make a comeback, which would be, also incredible. Yeah. So it's just going to be a spectacular day.
11:50, the leaders tee off. And if you want to, if you're unable to come today, you can follow at portercup.com, and there's a leaderboard right there. Cassie, great job this week as always. Thanks for doing all of your radio hits along the way here with me and the others on our station. So I'm sure we'll do it again next year.
Thanks so much, guys.
Okay,
appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thank you. Cassie Stein, the tournament director. It's the 60th annual Porter Cup here at Niagara Falls Country Club. Okay, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Mr. Midas with his great insight coming up next right here live at the Porter Cup on Tee to Green on WGR. Welcome back. Tee to Green, live at the final round of the Porter Cup here at Niagara Falls Country Club. Thanks to Tournament Director Cassie Stein for joining us last segment. Leaders teeing off at 11:50. Golf is already underway, and as Cassie said, it's free, and they encourage spectators to come on up and cheer these stars on.
Yeah, you see the folding chairs getting carried out to the must be the key spots out on the golf course out there.
By the way, if you have to go to the DMV for any length of time, bring a folding chair with you.
I saw that tweet this week.
Your back was sore?
Not only mine, but everybody's. Our county executive tweeted back at me, but it's not his department. It's the county clerk. He tweeted back also that he's requested funding for that.
Good.
So go my Twitter feed to follow along there.
Mayor Kevin Sylvester in a couple of years.
Well, you know, whatever.
I appreciate that, Kevin.
You have a place that's got a long wait. Let's have chairs with no backs on it. And I really felt bad. There's a lot of elderly people in there. Like, they can't sit for hours. Anyhow. I digress.
I think that...
That was my tip of the week. Bring a folding chair with you to DMV. That's my tip of the week.
This show, I feel like, with all the avenues that we have here, like, we really
can change America.
We can change, you know, like, the amount of advice and tips and everything that we could have here to make Western New York a better place.
And people are like, why'd you wait that long? You know, I was taking my daughter for a permit test.
Yeah.
She passed the test, photo taken in less than an hour. Here's your number to wait 3 hours to pay. How the hell does that make sense? We're right here at a counter. Let me just pay you now and get out of here. But, you know, hey.
It's amazing sometimes beyond that, too, how, whether it's a company, business, whatever, like, how sometimes the lengths you have to do to give them money.
No,
you
know, listen to me. It's, if it were a business, I would find a way to get people in and out so they'd use my business.
That's true.
Right? But it's not a business.
It's a requirement.
It's a government entity that has no efficiency in it. And I, you know what? The people there were great. I want to say it. The people working there, they were great. They just need a way better system and more tools to do the system instead of having to share a computer. Anyhow.
Anyway.
All right. That's not a golf tip.
That's a good tip.
That's a life tip.
That's a life tip.
That's a get your blood pressure up comment. Yeah.
That's right.
You know what? Anyways, congrats to my daughter. And careful on the roads.
Now you'll be scared.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I am scared.
Yes.
Frankly.
Kevin Sylvester with his tip of the week. PGA Pro Jeff Midas with his tip of the week in just one moment. I'm Brian Colziel, merely just playing traffic cop to here this morning as we're live at the Porter Cup. Final round going on right now. Thomas Walsh is your leader. 11:50. He and his two mates today going out. Shea Wills-Cobb and Tyler Strafacy going out today. Walsh has a 3-shot lead on Cobb and a 5-shot lead on Strafacy. Okay, our Western New York PGA tip of the week brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. And if you've been watching the Open Championship, or maybe you've been just playing golf around Western New York, if you've been playing in the North Towns, like I was this week, it has not rained since, like, what, May? So you may encounter a crusty lie. If you hit your ball into an area, there might be some kind of what we call hard pan At Carnoustie, we're seeing it too. The ball just rolls. The ball sometimes is rolling even into the crosswalk area where spectators are walking through. And you're hitting out of a lie that has a very, very hard base to it. So let's talk about hitting out of hard pan, hitting out of something that's not going to have much give to it in terms of when you're striking the ground, Jeff. What's the thought process there?
Well, a couple things to understand. First, if you watch the best players in the world, the bottom of their arc, so the where their club reaches its lowest point, is typically 2 to 4 inches in front of the golf ball. So if you understand that, you're going to want to make sure that happens when you're hitting off hard pan. The other thing you're going to want to have is that handle leaning forward. So the grip end of the club is going to be closer to the target than the head end of the club. So you want a little bit of forward lean, and you want to be on your – so I'm going to talk for a right-handed golfer. You're going to want to be on your left post. So you're going to want to be on your left leg, a little bit of forward lean in your shaft at impact, and maybe move that ball back a bit. This is not a shot you'd probably want to try to hoist up in the air. It's a shot you probably want to drive on a nice flat trajectory. So my tips, if you get in a hard pan like that and you're hitting a full shot, a little more weight on your left leg, maybe move the ball back in your stance a smidge. I wouldn't choke up or anything like that. I just make sure that I'm coming in. There's a steep angle of attack, so if you pick the club up above your head and just dropped it, that'd be steep. If you sweep the club away low along the ground, that's shallow. You'd want to be a little more shallow, a little bit on your left leg, a little bit more weight on that forward leg and that handle leaning forward. When that handle gets back, that bounce of that club could be introduced if you hit a little bit behind it off that hard panel, skip right into it, you can blade it. And just make a confident, aggressive swing. If you're up there tentative, you've got very little chance of success for that. So get over there, just lean a little left, get that handle ahead, you know, and make a nice, confident, aggressive swing in that situation, understanding that you know, what causes the bad shot there and you can avoid it.
I'm glad you said the word skip, because I find chipping on the hard pan the most difficult because of skip.
Yep. Yes.
The bounce of the club skips on it. How do you avoid that?
Well, same idea, really. You don't want to hammer down on it when you have your wedge. When you're chipping off that stuff, it might be a little more difficult. You do want to be confident, aggressive through that pitch, you know, not tentative. Make sure you have a good firm strike. The bounce can be your friend to some degree when it's firm like that. It's a little different technique, but for most people, you're going to want to have that, use a little less bounce maybe. So instead of sometimes your lob wedge or your 60, if you play a 60, will have actually less bounce than your sand wedge. A lot of times people have a 56 or a 55 degree sand wedge with 12 or 14 degrees of bounce, and if they're not real proficient pitchers and chippers, it might be a difficult shot for them. If they take their 60, it might have 8 degrees of bounce or 4 degrees of bounce. That would make it a little bit easier. Also, your pitching wedge on the other end of that spectrum would have less bounce. Keeping that handle ahead, get leaning on that left leg, and a nice aggressive, firm kind of a pop through there instead of a tentative, wishy move through the pitch. That's a difficult way to hit a pitch off a hard pan.
Yeah. Well, the example that I saw at the Open Championship this week that reminded me to bring this up, Matsuyama, who's been playing with Woods this week, you know, getting TV time because he's with Woods, he, on one of the holes, was so far that the ball went into the crosswalk, and Faldo mentioned that skip of the blade. He had so little yardage into the green, he was using, you know, maybe whatever, a 56 or whatever sort of wedge, and he's like, you got to be careful of the bounce here, and it actually flew on Matsuyama, but part of it was, too, you could see as he was getting close to striking the ball, it literally looked like you're hitting on ice there, like the club kind of skidded through the shot.
Well, the bounce is, if people don't understand, the bounce is the trailing edge of the club is lower than the leading edge. So if it is that firm, it's very difficult. Yeah, you'd want to get some forward shaft lean and try to put some spin on it.
It was like it was a bad break, he said, to land there, because is it rock hard, but now people have been walking on it
so
all
it's
week.
It's completely mad. Yeah, that would be a difficult shot. And the other thing is, understand your limitations to that shot. You know, don't try to hit a shot you can't hit. If all the course is giving you, all this lie is giving you, is a certain shot, hit that shot, take your medicine, and move on. You will have bad breaks. You're playing the British Open. We talked about this on the way up. You're going to have bounces that are peculiar, unfortunate, but you're also going to have fortunate bounces. So kind of live with it. But, yeah, if you understand the concept that bounce is going to skip through there, you get that handle ahead that deletes the bounce a little bit, and get on that forward leg a little bit more through impact, that should mitigate it.
Good tip there from Jeff Minas, our PGA Pro, with our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Western New York PGA doing a whole bunch of stuff around Western New York. If you want to check out everything they have to offer.
Well, it's a busy calendar.
Get involved. It's WNYPGA.com. buffalosportspage.com.
You can check out more tips from Jeff, video versions, at buffalosportspage.com on the Tee to Green golf section. And we're putting a new one up each week.
Yeah, there's three good ones up there so far.
Yeah, we got, yesterday we put the driving tip up. He's got a chip and run tip out there and bunker play. So check him out.
Yeah,
Jeff Medis from Glen Oak. We did film him on Glen Oak's golf course. And help you out.
Yeah, they're quick, but they get to the core of what you need to do to hit those shots. Yeah.
7:59 here at Niagara Falls Country Club. We'll step aside. Don't go anywhere. We got another hour coming your way. It's Major Week. It's Porter Cup Week. We're going 2 hours today. Got another hour of Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Medis. I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for being with us. More on the Porter Cup. More on the Open Championship, all coming your way here as hour number two gets started. Tee to Green, live at the Porter Cup on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.